Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever wondered why it's happening again?
Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie. Michael and Jeannie share with you the wisdom of the ancient Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. They offer tools and support 5 days a week. They will support you in building a solid foundation within yourself to live in pure love. In Aramaic, Rachma. Michael is the author of So Why Is This Happening to Me Again? For more information on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. And now your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael and Jeannie Rice.
To the brightness within you and the truth that is rooted within me.
Hi, and welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice. Our call-in number is 646-200-4169. Press 1, and that puts you in queue to talk to us. We'd love to hear your questions and comments, and we welcome Michael to the show. Hi, Michael.
Hey, sweetie. How are you?
Doing good. Busy.
Well, that's good. I have to ask Jeannie how she's doing because she's, what was the drive here, about 12 or 10 hours, something like that. So Jeannie's in Florida. Working on our new website, and you can go. It's not all, you know, in operation yet, but if you want to take a look at the new website, you could look at whyagain.org, whyagain.org, and you'll see some of the new things that are coming online. It's pretty exciting. When it's completed, it's going to be awesome. Of course, the best place to go still is, go ahead.
On your cell phone, if you have an Android or iPhone or one of those fancy phones, we actually have a whyagain.org/app. And it's actually not an app. It will take you directly to our schedule, which has been modified to fit on a mobile phone. And then you can save it as a bookmark on your phone so you can always go to it. Just click on it and you can see the schedule of where Michael's speaking. You can click on get the address. It will give you the map. A little description of each of the workshops, so it's pretty cool. We're still working out a few bugs, but we're getting there. And so today we're working on the calendar for the computer itself and the shopping cart and the blog and. So we're multitasking here.
Very cool. Well, so we now have a Heartland app.
Yeah, well, we're calling it that. It's actually just it's created for the mobile.
Right. So that's fabulous. And, you know, it'd be nice to get an app created to be able to actually do worksheets on the phone. That would be awesome if we could find somebody who knew how to do that game. That would be pretty cool. In any event, we welcome you all to the show. We're delighted to be sharing the tools of forgiveness as they were taught 2,000 years ago in the original Aramaic language. And our invitation, which is an invitation we've been doing for over a year now, is that you join the team that changed the world. What does that look like? Well, what our request is that you choose to join us in putting an end to war on planet Earth, putting an end to conflict, putting an end to strife and fight. And many people would say, well, excuse me, gee, how could we possibly do that? Well, it's actually pretty simple and straightforward. What needs to happen in order for us to change this dynamic of insanity on planet Earth is for each person to make the choice to change their internal dynamics. That is, to move from a place of blame and pointing the finger at somebody else because of internalized trauma and pain, to the place where one moves into the space of any internalized trauma or pain that they have, and change that dynamic. And as you do that, you'll find that everything in your world changes, and the reason for conflict will literally disappear. The only time that minds are in conflict are when either one mind or the other has some form of hostility or fear going on inside of it. You'll notice when there's not hostility or fear going on, there's no reason for conflict. If somebody gives you the look and up comes your hostility or fear, and you live in the standard world, the way the world has trained us, then you're going to feel your hostility or fear, and you're going to have a conversation about them and why it's all their fault that you're in hostility or fear instead of experiencing yourself as a human being. Now, our definition of a human being is that of hold a newborn child. You know exactly what a human being is, and that's what you're designed to live as. And when you give that up, you just created a war. You created an internal war, which ultimately will reflect as an external war. So our goal is to support you and remind you every day, and of course it's all done with smoke and mirrors, so we're reminding ourselves that every time there's some form of hostility or fear, I've got to stop thinking about, looking at, and talking about everybody else, and I've got to start dealing with myself, because what I'm feeling is a product of what's resonating and firing from inside of me. So when I learn that, then I recognize that I'm empowered to change what's happening inside of me instead of pretending that what's happening inside of me is everybody else's fault. Bingo, end of war, end of conflict, end of suffering, end of pain, end of drama, end of trauma. Now, if your identity is based in drama and trauma and you had a power person that loved their drama and trauma, then just notice that when the stress is up and the chips are down, you do exactly what your power person did and stop it. Time to put an end to it. Time to take responsibility and change those internalized dynamics. And as you do, everything starts to shift and change. So be part of the team that changed the world. Choose to learn forgiveness. It does not come naturally it does come naturally. It doesn't come normally because we've been overlaid by a whole culture that's into blame and guilt and fear. So we're here to change that game. We're here to invite you to do something different. If you're not familiar with the conversation, go to the website, www.whyagain.com, soon to be .org. And on the right-hand side, I'm not sure where it's going to be on the new site, but on the right-hand side of the current website, there's the link that says download worksheets. If you look at the first 7 links, that gives you the whole story of how forgiveness works. And so our request is that you engage in the process of forgiveness, that you actually put the pen to the paper. Now, there are lots of people who will play the game of, I don't actually do worksheets, Michael. I just kind of do them in my head. Well, there was a song that Paul Simon had for people who do worksheets in their head. If you remember the song, it went, slip sliding away, because it's a game that you play, and it's when you put the pen to the paper and you can actually see what your mind is serving you in its subtlest states and start to deal with it that the changes happen. So we invite you to be part of that process. And as you're on the road there, as you're in the direction of doing that, we are absolutely here to support you 100%. The whole reason for doing this radio show. And if you listen to it very often, you know how much fun we have with technology and all. It is an interesting task to keep the radio show going with being on the road and all. However, our commitment is to support you. And, of course, in supporting you, we're supporting ourselves in learning forgiveness. So we're here to share with you, to support you, and to bring this understanding of internal forgiveness, how I go inside myself and remove my pain, rather than the game that the Greeks taught us out of the Greek translations of those ancient teachings, where I let somebody else off the hook because there's pain inside of me. So that's what we're here to do. And Jeannie, David, and Tim with us today.
David is with us, and we do have a caller. Tim's not on yet.
Awesome. Let's do a quick welcome to David and say hello, and how do you be, sir?
I'm doing well, and the crew is all aboard listening as well. It is beautifully warm and Las Vegas hot today, so with the crew is rocking it all out in an early fashion, and they're doing well.
Cool, fabulous. Well, it's interesting. It's been really hot and really humid here in Wilmington, and this morning got up and it was about 72 degrees, and oh, is it ever nice.
Well, let's say
this night at 6 o'clock, it was indicating on the thermometer 106.
What?
Last night.
Are you serious?
I didn't say it was 106. On that thermometer outside of ES, it was showing 106.
Okay.
From there, and so, you know, different places. Julie was saying that down at her outside thermometer, it was 120. Now, yes, directly in the sun and so forth. It's 120.
Yeah.
It's very warm here. And everyone is doing what they need to do to take care of themselves for it. So that's just, yeah, that's cool. just what it is.
Fabulous. All right. Well, Jeannie, you've got a caller for us. Let's say hello and see what our caller's got to say.
Well, before I turn the caller on, speaking of weather, it has rained ever since you left down here. We've been under tornado watch and tornado warning because of the tropical storm going on. We've gotten, what did Danielle say, 15 inches of rain since you left here. I mean, it's like monsoon season has set in. There's been businesses having to, you know, people can't get to work because the roads are flooded and everything else. So we've kind of been held up here in the office and let it rain, but there's all kinds of stuff going on around us, so. Told that it clears up a little bit before I fly out of here tomorrow night.
I'll second that.
So, but anyway, our caller is area code 352. You're on the air.
Hi, Jeannie and Michael. This is Lenore from Heartland.
Hi. Hey, Lenore. I just sent you some emails just a moment ago. Did you? Susan sent you some files that she scanned for me. So when later, you can get a bunch of stuff from us and give me a call if you have any questions.
Okay, great. I will do that. I'll check my email later. Right now, we're here with the group, and I've been working on worksheets, and I would like to have Michael give me a mind shifter to deal with the health issue that I'm dealing with. You there?
Well, Lenore, tell me a little bit about what's going on in your life overall. Just let me just listen in for a minute or two.
Well, okay. Let's see. 16 months ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. I went all raw and green and kept my pH at an 8, and things have been going good. I feel wonderful. Of course, the lump actually gets smaller and larger depending on my emotions. So I'm thinking that a mind shifter would be good.
So a good mind shifter to work with would be, it's safe and healing for me to feel and heal everything that's going on inside of me. Are you breathing?
Yes.
Good. Awesome.
So it is safe and healing for me to feel and heal?
Yes.
Or everything
feel and heal everything that's going on inside of me. And so the idea being that if you've got some kind of a dis-ease energy going on in your form, it's because there's something that you've dissociated from that's created an interruption pattern in the cellular structure. And so as you give yourself permission and trust yourself to allow those things to come forward, then you have the opportunity to start to look at things that maybe 6 months ago, 2 years ago, 25 years ago, it wasn't safe to look at. And so my support for you would be to get to the point where it is safe, whatever it is, and however crazy it might be, however small or however large it might be, that you're able to go in and feel those feelings. And then as you do the worksheet process and the mind shifter, touch into the thoughts that are underneath it and begin to process out those thoughts. And, of course, you've got an awesome support team there for doing that. And for those who are new to the radio show and you don't know what we're talking about with the mind shifter is a tool that we use that takes advantage of the fact that the mind works by a law called the law of resonance. And the law of resonance is a law of energy exchange. And, you know, if I say don't think about the color of your car, what happens? But the brain cells that represent the color of your car fire because the mind works through resonance. The energy of my voice transfers electrical frequencies to those brain cells, and those brain cells are intensified by that law of resonance, and they fire. And so the idea of using a mind shifter, if that mind shifter appeals to anyone who's listening but doesn't know how to use the process, you simply take a piece of paper, draw a line down the middle, and on the left-hand side, write the mind shifter, and then write everything that comes up in response to it. And set aside a space, and I would suggest, Lenore, that you create a space of at least 2 to 3 hours. You're away in your own space with no cell phones, no interruptions. You've just got the space to sit and write and write and write and just do a total brain dump. And there may be times when you might write the mind shifter 25 times before the next layer pops, but just stick with it. Maybe start out with the group or with someone in the group and do a love exchange with them for support and opening that space. And just let people know you're doing it and ask them to hold the space for you. Go into it. Invite Rukka. Again, for those who are new to the radio show, in Aramaic, they taught about a literal elemental force, feminine elemental force in us that would undo the effects of our errors and teach us the truth. In Aramaic, that was called Ruka Dukutsha. And so I'd start off by asking that power to assist you in opening and being able to look at, to strengthen you and empower you to look at absolutely everything and to breathe and process through it.
Well, thank you, Michael.
You are most welcome. Now, have you looked at just well, we can talk about that another time, but there's a great, I think that'd be a good starting place. And then as you see, you know, perhaps as you're writing, you'll see other dynamics that you haven't been in touch with, and then you can just create mind shifters around each of those or come back with, okay, here's what I uncovered, and we'll give you a mind shifter to work with each of those.
All right. We'll do.
Awesome. We hold the space. We breathe with you. You're safe. You're supported.
Yes.
And everything that needs to surface can surface.
Yes.
Go ahead. You start to say something, and there's an overlap on the phone.
I said this is a great group. I feel very supported.
Yes, I think it is an awesome group. Anybody that's there this summer is going to be so blessed. Cool. Any other questions? Any other way we can support you at this moment?
No, not me. Not right now. Anybody else?
Okay. Awesome. So, Jeannie, is there anybody else at Heartland that has any questions for us or thoughts?
Hi, Michael. This is Mary Lou.
Hey there, young lady.
Yes, I am. I just got to celebrate my anniversary of my birth, and that was fun. That was yesterday.
Right.
We did movie and ice cream and a raw cake.
Awesome. And how was the cake?
Delicious. Lenore made it for me as part of my birthday. And it had all sorts of wonderful things from figs and
carrots, and
pineapple. Oh, it was delicious, and topped with sour cream that was sweetened with agave.
Nice.
It was my first raw cake.
Sounds like it was pretty successful.
Yes, it was. It was very successful. So it was a fun day to celebrate, and I kind of was playing it low key for most of the time. And so yesterday I got to give gifts on my birthday to share my blessings with my teammates at Heartland, which was joyful for me. Instead of feeling instead of worrying around triggering people about what to give and what to do, it was my opportunity to give and share my love with people. So that was fun.
Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, happy Eternal Day once again.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions?
Not at this point. I've been doing some mind shifters, and mostly really have been focusing on doing the stress management stuff about worksheets and around stress and goal management, because we've been doing the laws of living material. So that's where my head's been. And right now I'm so warm, I'm just like kind of like in a puddle.
Good elimination and good cleansing.
Yes. So cool. I'm going to pass anybody else in the room who has a comment to make.
Okay, fabulous. So anybody else have anything to share with us?
We're all looking at each other and they're saying no. So thanks
so much. Okay, very cool. All right. We appreciate you guys, and thanks for everything that's getting handled there and the advancements that are happening. All right, Jeannie, do we have any other callers?
We do. We have two more callers. 702,
okay,
you're next. You're on the air. 702. Hi, welcome.
Thank you. I've been listening to the radio show, and I am from Las Vegas, currently for the summer in Upper State New York. And
what was your name?
Say again?
What was your name?
My name is Julie.
Oh, okay, Julie, nice to meet you. Welcome.
Thank you. As I was saying, I met Mind Shifters Group at Unity in Las Vegas back in October. The first night I went was the night after I'd had a phone conversation with a sister. And when I listened to the DVD and you spoke about terror, I wanted to be the first one to do a worksheet and had that first opportunity. And so I am grateful for the opportunity to thank you for that. And just a couple weeks later, being grateful for my physical health, I don't need to medicate, and I very rarely have any discomfort, and I had a headache. And I realized it had been caused by upset from another family member, and knew the value of going to a worksheet right away.
Can I interrupt you for a second?
Of course.
Okay. So one of the things that's really important to the way that our mind shows us our realities is the language that we use. So when I say it was caused by a family member, what I'm saying to my mind is, mind, we produced this, but I don't really want to know that. What I really want you to show me is evidence that it was caused by a family member. And that's how I stay dissociated from that part of my mind. When I shift my language into, yeah, I had this conflicting interaction with a family member, and up came my headache. Then I give my mind permission, instead of me being dissociated from the part of myself with which I create that, I give my mind permission to show it to me. And when I get safe enough to see it and feel it, then I can heal it. So that mind shifter that we just gave to Lenore might be useful for you.
And that is wonderful information. Thank you. Because what I did do was a worksheet, and as I got to, I think it was either 5B or 6, the headache that I wanted to medicate that was so bad, after getting that point in the worksheet, the headache was instantaneously gone.
It's amazing, isn't it?
I love it. I love it. I share this work with anyone who will listen to me. What I called in for, besides introducing myself and my little bit of history, is I wanted to know what the personal code you're speaking of. How do I figure that out or discover that?
Well, each of us has a personal set of rules in our minds by which our behaviors are governed. And we call that the personal code. When people come to Heartland, we do what we call a personal code evaluation. There's a set of 160 questions, and then people, after they fill those questions out, we do an evaluation. And what it does is it shows where the blockages are in the personal code. So it breaks a personal code down to 10 different areas, and it shows you where you have the greatest opportunities to learn and to heal in each of those areas. And so that's what the personal code is about. We're working towards seeing if we can get it set up so that we can do it online and make it available outside of the intensives, but right now we just don't have the facilities to do that.
Well, then I'll look forward to being there.
Okay, cool.
Another comment I have or question is the app. Can I hear the name of the app again for the iPhone or smartphones?
If you just go to www.whyagain.org/app.
Okay, great.
It'll download our calendar to your phone. And we are planning to be out in Las Vegas sometime later this year, or it'll probably be later this year, but maybe early into next year. So perhaps we'll see you again when we're there.
I count on it.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Very cool. Well, any other questions? Any way we can support you with the worksheet process or any of the other tools?
Not at this time.
Okay. Well, we hold the space. Thanks for your call. Thanks for introducing yourself. We'll look forward to getting face-to-face at some point.
Thank you for the opportunity.
All right. Delighted. Blessings. So our call-in number is 646-200-4169. Jeannie, did you say you have another caller?
We actually have two more that just keep coming in,
awesome.
And that's awesome.
Go for it.
Next caller is area code 918. You're on the air.
Hi, Michael and Jeannie. It's Jane.
Hey there, young lady.
Hi.
Good to hear your voice.
Thank you. This morning I was talking to Kevin, and many times when I talk to Kevin, your name will come up, either through me or through him. And he was talking about a book, and we were talking about the unconscious. And the book was talking about perception. And he was saying that your viewpoint on perception is grand. And I thought maybe you'd mind to share some ideas on perception with the group.
Okay. Well, that sounds fun. And Have you figured out whether you're going to make it to Heartland? Are we going to see you this summer? Hope.
Sure. Depends a lot on how I feel. So I'll know when I know, but I'll let you know, okay?
Well, we'll see you feeling better and better every day in every way, as Emile Coué would say.
Thank you.
All right. Appreciate you. Blessings.
Uh-huh.
So perception. There's some interesting Harvard research that says that in a time frame where 10,000 brain cells fire, that is, there are 10,000 measurable units of electrical activity going on in the brain, that the max amount of information that goes into conscious awareness in that same time frame is 9 bits of data. Tiny, tiny, tiny framework is what we get to see consciously. In this work, we call that an individual's reality. And then there's what is actually going on, what actually happened in the world, and we're calling that in this work actuality. So, you know, imagine you're sitting in a courtroom and you're listening to 6 different people testify about an accident, and you wonder if any 2 of them were in the same on the same corner watching the same accident because their descriptors are so different. How could it be that their descriptors are so different? It's because the individual output of each mind is unique to each mind, according to the filters that are set in that mind, according to the goals that are in that mind. So one person watched the accident happen and they're prejudiced against women drivers. And they swear the woman ran through the light, when the truth was it was a guy that ran through the light. But their mind is inhibited in showing them a reality that is inconsistent with their belief systems. We call that their BS. And notice that you might have a different reality for BS than the one I do. It's belief system, that's all. And so when you recognize that when you're looking at a picture in your mind, you're looking at the output of your mind, you're looking at your own unique reality or your own perceptual output, you're not looking at what's going on in the world. Now, the whole world teaches. I mean, we're talking, you know, pretty close to 7.5 billion people have been told all their lives that what you're looking at in your brain is what's going on out there. We want to introduce you to a new idea if you haven't understood this before. What you're looking at between your ears is not what's going on out there. What you're looking at between your ears is what's going on inside of you. And every reality that shows up in your mind always tells you more about the content of your mind than the world you think you're looking at. So if you don't like the world you're looking at and you watch how people kick and scream and try to change the world they're looking at, when it's all done with smoke and mirrors and everything you're upset about is what's inside of them. It is their own perceptual projection that's happening. Now, there's a way, and most people in that 9-bit mind, as we call it, live in their own perceptual hallucinations. And there's a way that you can tell whether or not you are living in an hallucination. That is your physiology producing some form of hostility or fear? Hostility or fear does not mean that somebody in your world screwed something up. Hostility or fear means that your mind is using corrupt data to build the world that it sees, to build its perception. And until you change that dynamic, bingo, it's going to be crazy, crazy time. Because everything that's inside of you, you will make pictures of other things and other people, and in your perceptual mind, you'll be sure you're looking at them. So our invitation here, when we put that invitation out to put an end to war and to create a world of peace where human life is welcome, what we're inviting people to do is to become responsible for what shows up in their minds and the feelings that show up in their physiology, and learn, if they don't like what's showing up in their minds or their physiology, to change the content that produces that particular reality. So the core tool for doing that, and that's why we invited you at the early part of the show to go to the website and look at the page that says download worksheets. Because forgiveness in the ancient Aramaic, and the Greeks turned this all around because they just didn't have a clue. Forgiveness in the Aramaic is, if you don't like what your mind's showing you, go inside yourself and change the data that it's using to show you what it's showing you. Then you will, when you remove all hostility or fear, have a body-mind unit and a perceptual system that will support you functioning as a true human being. What's a true human being? You know, Jeannie and I have asked the question of tens of thousands of people all around the globe. describe a newborn child, everybody's descriptor is some word related to the awesome presence of love, because everybody knows what human life is. The perceptual systems that the world forces us into do not generally support human life. And that's why we live in such insanity in our world. That's why we have war. And what we're looking to do with this work is to invite enough individuals onto the team. As Julie just shared with us, she's in perceptual upset. Her mind is showing her that there's something that her sister does or her aunt does or whoever does to cause her pain and cause her a headache. The instant that she's willing to forgive, and it's a technology that is not present in vogue on the cult in the cultures as yet, the cultures of the world, but the instant that she forgives, all of a sudden, being able to embrace the energy that's causing this strong pain in her head, she's able to remove it and her headache goes away. I would offer that all physical, mental, and emotional pain you experience is precisely as a result of that. But what most people do when something in their world triggers their pain is they want to talk about and blame the world. So here's somebody who's gone through this particular painful experience, this particular painful reality, rage, grief, whatever, fear, their whole lives long. They've gotten rid of everybody in their world. They've escaped from everybody in their world that causes that. They enter into a new relationship. And they think that now that they're in a new relationship, they're never going to have to face what's inside of them again. And, of course, in the new relationship, those things are going to be resonated. And when they're resonated, what do most people do? They have a conversation about the person they're in relationship with. Look what you did to me. Here I am in my terror again, and it's all your fault. Excuse me. How many decades, generations have you lived with this kind of terror, and now you're going to pretend that it's my fault because you're in terror? Excuse me. Get off the pot. Become responsible for your life. Stop playing this game that anybody can stop any cause anything to happen inside of you, and recognize that anybody can resonate something inside of you. And when you choose to grow up, and growing up means that if you're in pain or turmoil, fear, hostility, grief, rage, whatever, you stop, you breathe, and you say, ah, I'm in fear, hostility, pain, rage, or whatever, I think I'll do some forgiveness. Rather than dissociating from the root of the pain. How do you dissociate from the root of the pain? You have pain and you talk about somebody else. When you talk about somebody else, you just entered into denial and dissociation. Now your pain becomes unresolvable, and if you continue in that dynamic, sooner or later you're going to have to get rid of that person too. Until you start becoming responsible. And, you know, the second step in the seven-step worksheet is really an important step, and I invite you to really use that worksheet. The second step, the first part of it, speaks about my willingness to become big enough in my spiritual self, in the active presence of love, to literally allow all of the pain of all of the generations to come forward in the presence of love and be processed out through me. The Native Americans had an awesome saying and or word that they used when they went into a healing ceremony, into a sweat, whatever. And the word was Matakwiasan. They understood that they weren't just dealing with their own lives. And the word Matakwiasan means for all my relations. So if I go into a healing process, am I willing to embrace this rage, this grief, this hate, this fear, this pain that everybody in my world has modeled for me, that it's all somebody else's fault and I have nothing to do with it, and all I have to do is kick them often enough and they'll stop or get rid of them and then I won't have to experience this? We're inviting you instead to forgive, to to recognize that your perception is based out of, your feelings are produced by what's resonating inside of you. They are not based in what's happening in your world. They are not based in what's going on around you or caused by what's going on around you. And so as you apply the forgiveness process, you collapse the projections of your mind, you crack open the dissociated state from whence your negative or painful perceptions come, and as you acquire the skill, you can open on bigger and bigger and wider levels to embrace and begin the dissolution of that pain. In this work, we call that processing. Processing is defined as the ability to keep love conscious, active, and present when something less than love comes up in me or less than love comes up in another. I'm the most difficult one for me to process because, of course, I believe everything I believe. Yes, it's all their fault. Yes, you made me that way. Look how I'm feeling while you're here. It must be your fault. Excuse me? Wait a minute. How many years did you say you've been carrying around those feelings? And now you can actually pretend that it's my fault? Hello? Let's get real, folks. Hallucinations are indicated by the presence of any form of hostility or fear. Get over your hallucinations. Move into the adult world where you really, truly function as a human being. So, Jane, I'm not sure that's exactly where you wanted us to go, but I hope that helps to fill in the process. And the key to keeping these projections going is that I deny, that is, I'm in turmoil, I talk about somebody else, and by so doing, I dissociate from that part where my pain is in. And now I have no way, until I forgive, to enter into that part of me and change that. And every time that that part of me is resonated by an event in the world, I will utilize that dissociated content to build my brain's image of what I think is the event in the world. But my feelings betray me. My feelings always tell me that I'm experiencing something that is the content of my own mind. Super. And once you start to forgive, it all changes. Go ahead, Jane.
I said that's super. The whole explanation, I really appreciate it.
Well, I'm delighted to be on your team and to have you on mine, that's for sure.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, take care. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, Jeannie, do we have any other callers?
Yes, we do. Flip back over here. And by the way, Lisa's in the chat room, and she said the mind shifter that you gave Lenora was the perfect mind shifter that she needed as well.
Awesome. Glad to be on the team, Lisa. Hope things are going well for you.
She says, I attended a meeting in Minneapolis a couple of weeks ago. It was A Course in Miracles, and I broke out the, quote, perception is meant to be the light for our earthly life, unquote. And, whew, that triggered a lot of questions in my reintroduction into the forgiveness work to them.
Oh, cool. Well, actually, that fits really well. Before we take our caller, that fits really well with Jane's question, because that's an awesome piece that Yeshua gave us 2,000 years ago. And when you translate it from the Greek, it doesn't make a lot of sense, but you hear him saying, you know, the eye is the lamp of the soul. If the light for you is darkness, how deep will your darkness become? And when you hear that from the Greeks, it doesn't make any sense. It's like the eye, you know, I have an eyeball in my hand. That's a light. I don't see any light shining from it. You know, it's the light of the soul. What does that mean? And then if the light for me is darkness, well, how can light be darkness? That doesn't make any sense. But when you go to the Aramaic, what Yeshua was saying was that the perceptual output of your mind is designed to come from a connected space of love or light. So the perception is the light for your earthly life, for your journey through the world. And when he goes on to say, and if the light for you is darkness, that is, if hostility or fear enters your perception, then your defiled perception will drive you crazy. And what kind of crazy things will you do to destroy yourself? because your perception is darkened. So in essence, he's saying, you know, the first order of business is keep your lights on. You know, I've asked this question of lots of people, and of course, nobody's ever got a yes answer for it. It's like, how many have some kind of a device at home or in your office or in your car or in your shop that works really well when it's not plugged into its proper power supply? It's like, of course it doesn't. Well, in essence, what Yeshua was saying 2,000 years ago is you've got to keep your perceptual mind plugged into a proper power supply. Elsewise, there will not be light in your perception, but there will be darkness. And if you follow the guidance of a mind keyed perceptually to hostility or fear, then your darkness is going to get deeper and deeper and deeper. So thank you for bringing that up, Lisa, because that is just perfectly right on with Lady Jane's inquiry. And the way that you clean the darkness out is through forgiveness. You don't clean the darkness out by pretending everything's nicey nice and wonderful. You know, lots of people do this disease of premature positive thinking. Oh, I only want to say positive words. I only want to look at. I never have negative feelings. I would never punish anyone. And that person is so totally dissociated from themselves that they don't have a clue what drives their world. And once you recognize that, and you get into, you bypass the disease of premature positive thinking, and you become an honest and appropriate thinker, you're honest. If there's rage in there, you go, gee, I've got some rage. If there's fear in there, if there's grief, if there's pain, I have fear, grief, or pain. And it's only when you own it, and that kind of comes full circle with Lenore's question and her mind shifter, it's safe to feel and heal what's going on inside of me. Now, the message of the world is whatever's going on inside of you, we're not interested. Stuff it. Keep it shut down. We don't want to hear about it. You are a child. You are to be seen and not heard. I'm not interested in your pain. I'm not interested in your trauma. I'm not interested in you in the fact that you know the truth about what I'm lying about to your face. So just shut it down. And all of those things have to be surfaced in order to free the mind with the headache of its pain, or any organ in the body that has a disease process going on, to free that part of the body of its trauma or its pain. This guy Yeshua had an awesome understanding of how human physiology works, how human genetics work, and how perception works. We're just really starting to uncover and understand it, and it is absolutely awesome. So, sweetie.
Okay, our next caller is area code 607. You're on the air.
Hey, Michael and Jeannie. It's Richard. How you doing?
Hey, young man.
So the reason I jumped on was the woman from Nevada or Salt Lake, wherever she was from. I'm not sure where she said she was from at this point. She started to mention about being in upstate New York or something. And so I wasn't quite sure whether she was asking if you knew of anybody that, you know, here in upstate New York. I just wanted to jump one, let her know I'm here in Ithaca in case she's looking for somebody to have a support group here. What sounds like she was either going to be visiting here or something. So anyway, I'm just putting it out there. I'm not quite sure where she was coming from. But then she got distracted, and she never brought it up after that. So that was what she started to say, I thought, whenever she first came on.
Right.
Anyway, just letting you know, letting her know that I'm here in upstate New York. And certainly all the stuff that you've been talking about, Michael, I certainly went through an experience recently, and I'm not sure I can accurately share here. I'm certainly willing to talk about it when we get into our teacher's training and stuff, because I'm looking forward so enthusiastically to understanding how to teach this stuff, particularly the way you were teaching today. So I'm looking forward to being able to get to that point where I can teach it with the same enthusiasm and same understanding as you. So I'm looking forward to Heartland this year.
Awesome. Well, we look forward to having you there, and we'll see you at the Zion's Drawing pretty close. What is
up.
It now? About 3 weeks, so that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, sir. We'll look forward to seeing you.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Blessings. Bye-bye. And by the way, speaking of this summer at Heartland, starting on July the 12th, there's going to be a 10-day economy program at Heartland, Food Fund Forgiveness and Work Project. And, you know, the first program each year, what we generally do is we do kind of an economy program that's a work project. And during the day, we work on, you know, things that need to be done on the property. And then in the evenings, we'll do classes. And Ari, Chef Ari, is going to be there, and he's got all kinds of awesome food stuff. I haven't heard back from him on doing another show, but I'll have to give him a shout with all the travel we've been doing. I haven't thought to call him back and set up another show. But if you go to the archives, there are two awesome shows that we did with Ari. He was on the last show for the full hour, and the stuff he's talking about with food. If you want to be inspired to come and do the Food Fund Forgiveness and Work Project, then just listen to that show. There are actually two of them. Gene's got it well noted in the archives, the shows with Ari, but he's got just all kinds of really cool new recipe things that he's going to do, both with cooked and raw food during that 10-day that'll start on July 12th. And then when that one completes, we'll take a day off, the 22nd, and then the evening of the 23rd, we'll begin a 9-day Why Is This Happening to Me Again intensive. In that 9-day Why Again intensive, we do Why Is This Happening to Me Again, healing to relationships, communication. Did you hear what I think I said? Purpose, personal power, and commitment, empowered to heal, codependence to interdependence, mind shifter, still point breathing, hands-on energy field work. So we'll be doing a whole series of things in that 9-day. If you're ready to take a boost and bring your work to the next level, come join us for that 9-day full-time intensive. The 10-day Food, Fun, and Forgiveness is work projects during the day, and so we'll just be doing classes in the evening. So we'll get 2.5 to 3 hours of class in per day. We're planning to do at least 2 mind shifters and still point breathing sessions in that 10 days. And that economy program for everything, food, accommodations, workshops, workshop materials, everything is $750 for 10 days. And then the 9-day Why Is This Happening to Me Again, if you want to come and join us for that, starts on the 23rd. And that's a full-time intensive. And basically what we do when we're doing a full-time intensive is we divide the day into 3 equal sections, a morning, an afternoon, an evening session. And we'll do 2 sessions in the classroom each day. The third session will be time off to go out and walk or process, do your worksheets and that sort of thing. And hopefully Julie will be up for doing some worksheet classes, which is what she usually does in the summer. So she'll be there to support people with worksheets. And so that will begin. And that 9 days is $1,575 again for everything, food, accommodations, workshop materials. And there'll be this awesome gourmet vegetarian food. And then the day that we complete the 9-day Why Is This Happening to Me Again, we'll move in the next day to that night. We'll actually finish off the 9-day Why, and then that evening, the 9-day teacher training will start. The 9-day Why is a prerequisite to the 9-day teacher training, and so if you want to do the whole teacher training program, the 9-day Why and the 9-day teacher training, it actually ends up being a 17-day workshop because they're overlapped. So if you want to come and play, we'd be absolutely delighted to have you there and to support you in moving to the next level. And, you know, one of the steps in the 7-step worksheet that, you know, doesn't appear on the other worksheets, and I really like for people to get a hold of this idea, is that you're asking that power in you to literally remove the capacity to have your perception function in darkness, to remove all forms of hostility or fear. It's a really important step in the process. So, Jeannie, you've got a thought for
us. Well, we actually had a question in the chat room, but she has called in. So, area code 813, awesome. You're on the air.
Hi, Michael.
Welcome, 813. Hey there, young lady. Welcome.
I haven't talked to you for a while.
It has been a while.
I'm having a problem. Like, of course, when I was at the 9-day intensive, there was a lot of support there, 24 hours a day. But now doing it on my own is a little bit different, even though I know I'm not alone. And I'm having, like, how do I stay in a state of love and joy while I'm working on fears and illusion? It's like, you know, can I stay in the state of love and joy all the time, or is it just like when they come up? Is that sort of how you work on it when it comes up, or do you go out looking for the fears to work on?
Well, remember that one of the steps in the worksheet process, step four in the seventh step, is a step where we invite you to, or you're inviting that presence of love to be active in you. Now, if you've lived, you know, the majority of your life in some form of hostility or fear, then, and that's, again, the mind shift, you might want to work with that mind shifter that we gave to Lenore earlier, that if you lived your life in some form of hostility or fear, the mind is going to tend to default to and go back to that. And so what we're saying is use the tools. You know, the question when it comes up in intensives, if you remember, I always have a pat answer when you say, well, how do I do this? How do I do that? Well, how do I do this? How do I do that? It's always the same answer, all of the above.
All of the above.
It's every tool we teach. And, of course, in that nine-day intensive, you're moving at a very rapid pace through those layers. And so there is that awesome support. That's one of the beautiful parts of the intensive. And, you know, when you're in your own space and on your own, you have to cultivate totally and completely new habits.
Right.
And the new habit is one of, when my mind wants to do hostility or fear, I forgive and I go back to the connected space of love.
And do a worksheet.
And do a worksheet. That's it.
Right.
And use every tool you've got.
Right. Could you say, I didn't get that mind shifter earlier in the show. I missed that.
Oh, the mind shifter was, it's safe and healing for me to feel and heal everything inside of me.
Uh-huh. So that's kind of basic.
So that was a mind shifter that we gave her earlier.
Feel and heal everything. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll keep working on it.
Well, you absolutely have our support, and as questions come forward, let us know, and we're here to support you in that healing process.
Okay.
All right. Thank blessings. You. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Do we have any other callers? Anything happening in the chat room?
No, that's all of our callers and no other questions. We're down to a little less than 3 minutes.
Wow, time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
These shows just seem to be accelerating in the speed at which they go by. It's just, it's kind of mind-boggling. Well, anybody else in the vicinity of listening? Anybody else who's hearing the show got a question for us? We've got about 2.5 minutes left. And the invitation, we can't say often enough, and we can't, you can't hear it too often, that invitation that says, if I'm in pain, my thinking is off base somewhere. The thinking that's off base introduces into my physiology an energy that does not belong in my physiology, and that's when my physiology says, ouch, this is painful. And that's when I have the opportunity to forgive, to remove that which never belonged in human physiology. And the forgiveness process is, when you first engage it, it's so counterintuitive and it's so shocking that most people are just like, oh, I don't even know what to do with this. Why would I do this? That sounds so ridiculous to do what you're telling me to do. And the reason why you do something that's totally and completely backward is because your mind has got it all backward. When you play the game that somebody else caused pain inside of you, you're hiding a part of your mind, and your mind is showing you a backward world. And so how do you correct a backward world? With a tool that appears to be backward. But it's the tool that shows you the parts of your mind that are in need of healing. And our purpose for doing this radio show is to support you in that process. We're absolutely here for you. Bring a stranger to the show tomorrow and create the best year yet of your eternal life. Blessings.
Thank you for listening to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie, who present the internal Aramaic process of forgiveness. Michael and Jeannie are here every Monday through Friday on Earth Angels Radio. For more on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. That's www.whyagain.com.